Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, I was reading the Word the other day, and in Mark 16, it's just amazing how God equips His church and He equips His disciples. But He talks about the disciples went out and they preached everywhere. Think about this. They preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed His word by signs that accompanied it. And I think about just how the disciples just went out. They went out and they did what God told them to do, and they preached the word. And as they obeyed, the Lord, I'm talking about God, He went with them.
Yeah.
The Lord was faithful. He accompanied them. He assisted them in the ministry. And I thought that was just so incredibly cool, because the Lord doesn't come along as a silent partner. He doesn't tag along, or He's not a bystander, but He comes along to work with us, to work with you, to work with me in the sharing and the witnessing and the teaching and the demonstrating of His kingdom. And God is with us. Yeah. God is with us, and He partners with us. That thought alone, that we partner with God and He partners with us. I mean, when we are with Him, basically He's with us.
Right. That's that being yoked with Him that He carries.
Absolutely.
Because He's the one leading and guiding you.
Absolutely. And to know that He confirms His word by the signs that accompany it. I mean, where to go to preach, right? Where to go to share. Mm-hmm. And preaching doesn't always consist of opening our mouths, because we talk about Francis of Assisi, who said, just live it. You know, just live it.
Right.
But we go to preach, and the Lord comes along. He comes along, and He doesn't come just to come, but He works with us. He works with us, and He does that through the confirmation of the message, through the signs, and from the wonders. And this should give us great boldness when we're stepping out to others, and we're reaching out for others for the Lord. I mean, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. God delights to work with you and to be with you. I mean, He lives inside of you all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. And believe you me, He wants to reach that person. He wants that person to be ministered to. And I love the signs that accompany. He says in verse 17 that these signs will accompany those who believe, that in My name they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, and they will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. And they will place on the hands of the sick and they will get well. And we spoke about that actually a few days ago on the tremendous blessing of the laying on of hands. I mean, God is working to confirm His message. And I think about what happened in the book of Acts when Philip, the evangelist, is out and about. And we hear in Acts chapter 8 that an angel of the Lord said to Philip, listen to this, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. I mean, this is specific instructions. He says, go south to the road, to the desert road, not any road, the desert road,
right,
that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out on his way, and he met an Ethiopian eunuch. This was an important official in charge of the treasury of Candace, of the queen of the Ethiopians. So here's this official. And this man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and was on his way home, and he was sitting on, you know, in his chariot, and he's reading the book of Isaiah. And so here you have the Holy Spirit using an angel, right? God using an angel to speak to Philip, to giving him direction of where to go. I mean, thank you for the voice of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hearing God's voice and hearing what God wants you to do. And so Philip obeys God, and he starts heading south. And what happens? There's a convergence. There's a meeting. There's an encounter that God is the one that's setting up. I mean, God is doing this. And he finds that there's an Ethiopian who's of high rank, some important official there, who we find out the backstory is he went to worship God, and he's reading the book of Isaiah. And in verse 29, the Spirit told Philip. I mean, we are meant to hear God's voice. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. So again, another opportunity for Philip to obey God's voice. So he steps up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah. And said this. And what's so amazing is that this man really didn't even know what he was reading. I mean, you know, Philip had to explain it to him. So he hops in and starts explaining to him what he just read.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God knows all things. And it would be wise for us to listen to his leading, to listen to his promptings, and to do what he says. Now, God knows yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he sees it all at the same time. Mm-hmm. All we have is some of yesterday, of what we remember of yesterday, and all we have is today, the present, but we don't have the tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly don't have the wisdom and the perspective of God to put it all together, but he does. He sees it all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in this exact, you know, situation, you know, God knew the exact what was going on, the exact place, the exact time where the Ethiopian would be traveling, and spoke to Philip and gave him a word of knowledge, giving specifically the details of where to go. And it's so important to remember that the Holy Spirit didn't tell Philip everything. He just told him what he needed to know. He just told him what he needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip was at the right location. In verse 29, the Spirit of the Lord tells him, go, and stay near the chariot. And because he was able to obey the Lord, he was able to minister to this eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how the Holy Spirit and God accompanies us, and he's not a silent partner. He's not a ride-along. He's not a bystander. But God wants to work with us when we're working with him, when we place him at the center, and where we place value on hearing his voice. God wants to equip us to reach the lost. He wants to equip us and partner with us when we're sharing the love of God with others. And it's just an amazing to see how all of that unfolded in his life. I mean, we're supposed to live out of the preceding word of God. And that's, you know, we walk in faith and we obey God's word. And it's just amazing. I think about even a situation in my own life when we stepped out, my family and I, to do a prayer walk, and God gave us an exact place to go, an exact place, and we just headed out. That's all we had in the beginning. We just started praying,
mm-hmm.
and as we went, we were just, you know, God kept directing our steps and turn here and turn there, and then before you know it, we ended up in a park. And when we ended up in this park, I sat down on these steps. And then amazingly, I sat down next to this young man who had just came there from Ecuador. He'd only been living in the area mm-hmm. for 3 months. I had been living only in the area for about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And at that moment, we converged. God just connected us. And to this day, not only does the young man know the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, but we have relationship. He's amongst the family of the church.
Mm.
And I think about, wow, the amazing voice of the Lord and his partnership with us and us with him. And a person was absolutely touched for God. He's in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And our life has been forever enriched by knowing him. I want to encourage you today that God will use you. God will use you to reach the multitude. He'll use you to reach people all over the place. We just have to work with him, because he'll definitely work with us. He's our partner, and we partner with him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.